This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. It's time now for the Christian War Room with your host, Michael Schonborn. Now, here's Michael.
Thank you, Dale, for the introduction there, and welcome to the War Room. And today, we'll be looking at a very different aspect. It's something, you know, which has been happening many, many years ago, and people have been, or churches and dedicated Christians with a vision for Christian literature. They've been doing it for many, many years, but what's been happening is a total decline of this this particular activity. And what I'm talking about is a good old Christian bookshop, the good old Christian bookshop. Again, just talking about the war room, we are in a war, and we are in a war of strongholds that set themselves up against the knowledge of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, that's where you can find this. And we need to go against it. We need to fight against this. And one means of fighting against this in the past has been literature, where we, you know, a lot of stuff has been done. A lot of subjects have been tackled, you know, using literature, and and people were buying Christian books, reading them, and were shaping their understanding and their understanding of the Word of God through these books. Also, it was a place where you could buy your Bibles, where you could buy handbooks, Bible handbooks and concordances and and other important books, which were very, very important for the kingdom of God and for instruction and for learning about the Word of God. So anyway, let's have a look and let's sort of visit this subject and see what we can take out of this. So Christian literature outreach is very, very old. It's been around for a long time. It's been around since the days of Gutenberg. And that's really where it started. Gutenberg changed the printing press, and we had a talk on this before. I apologize for the cough. Still the back end of a flu, and it's whenever I speak, it just gets really terrible. But here we go. We're going to make the best of it and going to try and get this talk going. Keep this going. Okay, so what happened then? And especially sort of in the 70s and 80s. And one of the things we found is that, you know, the whole business of printing became quite popular and it became quite affordable as well. Books became very affordable and we got the paperbacks and things like that. And a lot of Christian books were were written. A lot of Christian books were written. They were put onto paperbacks and they were sold. And there were Christian bookshops all over. A good friend of mine, John Noble, he a minister, and he sort of ran a small company where he was selling books via mail order. And it was quite a popular business. There was a lot of demand for it, and a lot of stuff, books, Christian media on tapes in his days were sold. And I mean, they had quite a good setup. They had like a tape replication machine, so they got this huge bunch of tapes, and people would get a little catalog, and they could order or request specific tapes on specific subjects, and that was one way to distribute Christian literature and also to help people if they had questions in their life about certain things, to just deal with them and get materials on whatever they wanted to listen to or whatever they wanted to read to. Okay, so over the years, what became quite popular was that there was every big town tended to have a big Christian bookshop. And here in England, I live sort of surrounded by a couple of big towns. But I remember there were I think more than one Christian bookshop in Leeds. There were two Christian bookshops in Sheffield. One was run by, I think it was the Methodists, and then there was another one which was more evangelical. I'm not quite sure how it worked out, but but there were two Christian bookshops. There was a Christian bookshop which was run by a Baptist church. I think it was a Baptist church in Doncaster, where I was, and many of them were subsidized as well by the churches. So they employed people who were there full time, and sometimes these shops were running at a loss, but churches supported them with the aim to have some sort of witness in town and to provide access to Christian literature. And it worked fairly well. There was one in Barnsley as well. And when I look at it today, and we are now, and this is sort of all in the early 90s when these shops were dotted all around. And when I look today, the two shops in Sheffield have closed down, I think. The one in Doncaster has closed down. The bookshop in Barnsley has closed down, and in Leeds as well. And then I go to Germany, to my hometown, and the same has happened there as well, that the Christian bookshop, I think it was running for well over 20 years, 25 years or so, and it closed down as well. What has opened up a lot is online bookshops and online literature. And again, there was another aspect which I have seen an awful lot in the 1980s and early 1990s, and that is that most churches at the back, they had somebody who was in charge of Christian literature, somebody who was ordering in books and Bibles and so on, and they were just selling them in the church, or they were just handing them out, and there was some literature there, and that was sort of almost in every church. Again, when I go to churches today, I don't see this anymore. Very few bookshops, very few, not bookshops, but like a book table or something, and this very little Christian literature distribution. Personally, I think it's a big loss, and it's something which I believe has gone wrong within the church. We should make literature and Christian literature available, as easily available as possible. It goes further. I mean, I've read and I've heard some stuff recently that a lot of Christian bookshops and Christian publishers have been bought up by spiritual publishers who are not necessarily Christian, but they sell New Age and other stuff as well. And the way bookshops used to work is you got your stock from your publisher, so you didn't pay for it, and then any book you sold, you would then keep a certain percentage for yourself, and a certain percentage would go back to the publisher. And that's how how Christian bookshops could be well stocked, and they could operate. They could operate on a, you know, without a huge investment. So all they needed to cover was the rent of the shop, the rental of the shop, and possibly the staff, if they couldn't get volunteer staff to work in the bookshop. And I mean, that's all kind of disappeared. So now we find that a lot of Christian publishers got bought up by New Age, spiritual, religious publishers, and they require, if you want to sell Christian books, you have to take some of their New Age books as well and put them on stocks. And that's one of the things I've heard which was happening in America. And if you don't want to do this, then the only way you can go ahead is to outright, to buy those books outright and then to resell them. It's a big, big problem, and it's a war. Yeah, that's what's going on. I mean, the war is that the enemy got hold of the sources, you know, of Christian publishers. Christian publishers sold out to secular companies, and secular companies are now imposing rules and regulations which are anti-Christian on Christian bookshops, and obviously it's very counterproductive as well. So if you are a Christian and half the books in your shop in the bookshop are New Age, you are unlikely to support the shop. And also, if you are looking for answers and you are not a Christian and you are just looking for answers about Christianity, it is not a good idea to have you know, New Age books and books on Hinduism, on Buddhism, and so on available. Okay, let's go one step further. One of the things I've seen in London is when I was there some time ago, a few years ago. So the Christian bookshops have been declining right, left, and center, and they start sort of disappearing, and the only outlet is online. Yeah, so if you want to buy some Christian books, you can do this still online. And I mean, that's good, and there's nothing wrong with that, but the problem is that people who are searching and who may hesitate to go to a church might find it a lot easier to go to a Christian bookshop. But now they are no longer there. There's no longer this point of contact for people who are searching. And in my opinion, it was a good evangelistic outreach. I don't know how effective they were. I don't know how much how much was happening in these shops. But again, I think it's a pity that that this trend has gone down. But what we find instead is that there are a lot of Islamic bookshops coming up, and they are all over the place. I've seen them in London. I've seen them in other places as well, where there are bookshops which are just focused on spreading Islam. Okay, and here we go to the war room. What can we do? What can we do about this? And again, it's something which you need to find out whether this is something you want to do and you want to get into, whether this is where you can sense that God has placed a call upon your life. So if you feel there's a calling on your life, there are a couple of things you can do. I mean, the first thing is you can start really small, and you can try and buy some stock. Yeah. I had a look at some German Christian distributor, and I think it's called CBS or CBL. I have to check it out. But they were just a publisher, like a publishing house. Here in England, we used to have Kingsway. I'm not sure whether they still exist or they're still around. But I remember they had a fire in a garage and the whole stock got burned away. But they were just a publisher. They collected a lot of Christian books. They stocked them, and they were supplying Christian bookshops up and down the country, which today, I'm not sure how many are left, but not as many as 20 years ago. And anyway, so that is something. So you want to go into this, and this might be something for you to look into. Just locate publishers and publishing Christian publishing houses and see the prices you can order books for. And they're not very expensive. And I think sometimes if you want to make a start, you just need to take a couple of $100, place them apart, and you can get a substantial a substantial stock with all a variety of different Christian books, which you can then use to fit out a book table, a little bookstall, and the bookstall can be at the back of the church. You can put it outside the church on a sunny day, especially if the church is located somewhere centrally. Or you can just go out on a market day and just have a little stall out there on a market day and see whether people go for it and people buy something. So it doesn't take that much money to get a decent amount of stock, but also there are a lot of Christian books which people have bought, and if you just ask around in church and they're just lying around, nobody's doing anything with them, and you might be able to just buy them up for, either get them for free or buy them up for, half a dollar a book or whatever. And you can build up a second-hand Christian store. And you can also, have your own little library where people can just borrow a book, read it, and bring it back, and make this all part of your church activity. Yeah, it can be happening inside church, can be happening elsewhere. Okay, so that is one thing you can do. And you can start on a very low scale, and you obviously talk to your pastors about this and maybe make a start of this and just use it as a facility to have some interesting stuff, at the back of the church and encourage people to go for it. I've seen this. I used to go to an event, Good News Broadcasting. They had a sort of a Christian retreat once a year, and I've seen this there. There were quite a number of Christian booksellers who open up their stalls, and I'm not sure whether they were making any money, but they were selling an awful lot of stuff. And also, old books or secondhand stuff got shifted. But But obviously, it's not just about making money, but it's about distributing Christian materials, Christian media, Christian literature, and making sure that it sort of goes out and it's there to edify people and to encourage them and to help them grow in their faith. What else can you do? Is you can do this at special events. So if you've got all you need is just like a wallpapering table or a small foldable table. You need a box with a bunch of books in there. You need some price labels, and you need maybe, you know, some business cards or a little banner, you know, advertising what you're doing. And if there is an event, it doesn't have to be a Christian event, you can just open up a store and you can advertise it as a Christian bookseller and, you know, encourage people to buy Christian materials. There's nothing wrong with that. And also, I mean, you don't have to do it for profit. You can do it at a loss or you can do it at cost. But it's a valid missionary outreach, and people go for it. And sometimes it's the key they need to come in to meet Christ. Okay, war room activity. So you need to decide whether you want to go this route, whether you want to do anything in this area. And if you do, then go for it. You know, start small and look for events which you can attend, and look for exhibitions maybe where you can hire some space for a table. It can be Christian events, it can be non-Christian events. Very often there are community events, they are like carnivals and other stuff. There are Christmas markets, and you can just book a small stall or a small cubicle or a cabin or something and kit it out with the stock you have obtained and just sell it. Bearing in mind you're not doing it for profit, but you're doing it as an outreach to reach out to people. Okay, what else can you do? You can set up your online shop as well. Very easy as well. You can put stuff on eBay, you know, put a nice description on there, and it might be just a legitimate outreach, yeah? Especially if you've got secondhand books and somebody, you know, who's just looking for answers in their lives. They might be more likely to, you know, stumble on eBay on some Christian books and to, you know, buy them and order them. Then, you know, going into a church to try and look for some answers. And Christian bookshops, they are not far and few in between, so they might not have an opportunity to attend a Christian bookshop. So what else can you do? We've got the online shop. Yeah, you can do it on eBay. You can also create your own online shop. It's not that hard these days. The only problem is I've tried it once, and I sort of tried to go into this. And it's all feasible, it's doable. You need somebody who's got a little bit of a web base or web understanding, web design understanding. And it really isn't that hard to send up an online shop. The only problem is you need to be monitoring it all the time. And again, when we talk about the war room, don't do it by yourself. Make sure there are more than just you yourself, that there are 2, 3, 4, 5 people who get busy with these activities and who can take over duties if you're not available or you can't do it for work. So you can do an online shop and you can you know, try and sell books and Christian materials in the online shop. Can be very cheap, can be very affordable. We talked about special events you can attend. But also, there are a lot of interesting things as well. There are Christian magazines which are around, and you can maybe encourage people to purchase a subscription for Christian magazines or Christian tabloid papers. I did talk about this before. To have a tabloid paper printed up is not that expensive these days. Even to have books printed up, I just had a look on the internet, and here in England, if you've got a book consisting of 80 pages, yeah, color print and everything, and you order about 100, the cost is somewhere about £2 per book. It's about $3, £2 per book, and this is a bound book with a nice cover, and so that is not very expensive. Paperbacks cheaper still, yeah, because you don't have pictures or anything like that in there. So even self-publishing your own book you know, writing something, putting something together, and getting them printed is not that expensive. Yeah. So, for example, you could decide as a ballroom activity to just collect testimonies of the people in your church. Yeah. And if you've got 80 people and you can condense a testimony on one page, that might be an interesting option to produce a book, to have just local people talking about their experience with Jesus, and then just give these books away for $3 a pop, or, you know, even give them away for free, and, you know, if somebody shows some interest. And so that is not very, very expensive. So you can do this today without breaking the bank and without, you know, taking any massive financial risks. What else can you do is you might even go so far to decide to open up a bookshop. There's quite a, these days, a lot of stuff involved, you know, with legislation and regulation. If you're in a third world country or in a country with less regulation, there's nothing stopping you to open up a bookshop. Or maybe you can even piggyback on some existing shop and have a corner which you rent out in a shop, and you sell your Christian material, to Christian books there. I've seen some of these shops here. There's one in a heritage center here. There's one antiquity shop. And what they do is they rent out small spaces to dealers. And then there's just one or two people there all the time, and they're at the checkout. And they they will take the money on your behalf. And you don't have to be there all the time. So in a similar fashion, you could have try and ask. You could go into existing businesses and just rent from them a small space, a small area, where you can set it out and you can sell Christian materials or Christian books, Bibles or something else. And it might just be an option, something to look into. Or you could just you know, go for a shop, set up your own shop, and you know, try and find somebody, you know, supporting it. Maybe a couple of churches who were willing to contribute to have a public facing outlet to sell Christian literature, and you could then just, you know, sell coffee or something else as well. The story I've got from Paderborn, I know the guy who opened up a Christian bookshop there, he was supported by a couple of churches. They were investing into this venture for a couple of years so that he could employ people and pay for the wages and pay for the rental of the premises. And anyway, it took off, but interestingly, it didn't take off selling Christian books, but he had some copying facilities in there as well. Now, my hometown is a university town, and the copying machines were fairly well priced, so very competitively priced, and so you got a lot of students coming in there copying the dissertations, and they made all their money through copying, but then they could use the Christian materials as an outreach opportunity. And a lot of people came in there who normally would never go to an evangelical church, but they would go in there to look for materials, to look for books, and they would go around, buy books, and I'm sure that over the time they've been there, that a lot of people will have come a lot closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, again, it's something I want to pass on to you, to think about it, you know, see whether you can do something with this, and maybe you've got the vision to open up your own Christian bookshop, or to open up a stall, you know, just to buy some stock and get a Christian bookstall going. Maybe produce your own trucks, or maybe even produce your own book, yeah, which you can hand out on a, you know, low-scale edition. What else is important to make available? And one thing I miss very often, and I've seen this with Christian bookshops as well, that you got books on everything and anything, but if you wanted to buy a specific Bible, there was very little there. And that might be something interesting as well, to just offer a whole variety of Bibles, little ones, big ones, electronic Bibles, Bible readers, the little pocket Bible readers you can get. The most interesting thing I bought was the whole Bible on a small slide. Yeah, and you can actually read it with a microscope. It's very interesting, but if ever persecution breaks out with a mere eye, it just looks like nothing. But you have the whole Bible on similar to microfiche, but it's just on a small slide. And again, you can read it with a microscope. A bit of a novelty, but it wasn't that expensive, and people get getting interested, you know, when they look through a microscope and suddenly they can see a page and they can start reading something on there. What else? I mean, stuff which is very important is Bible handbooks, Bible commentaries, concordances, New Testaments, you know, for the pocket to take away and to, you know, keep them with you wherever you are. So if you've got a few minutes, you might just read a few pages to fill some time or something. And again, I don't see that much of it anywhere. And even churches, I don't see that, you know, Bibles are sold there. The most shocking thing I saw in the Ukraine, there was a church leader, and the church leader pretty much run the whole, you know, the denomination. And they had a Christian book table as well, but all the books you could get were just books from that church leader, stuff he had written. They didn't sell a Bible, they didn't sell a New Testament, and for me, that was actually quite shocking. Why don't you have a couple of New Testaments on there? Why don't you have a couple of Bibles, few Bible handbooks, some some commentaries, maybe a concordance or something like that? Why don't you have that for sale? Why do you just have books of you know, one a denominational leader and his ideas about you know, whatever it is? Quite shocking. Quite shocking. Okay, what else? Another idea might be to have Bibles available in foreign languages. For example, Arabic. There are a lot of people now in the West who come from Islamic countries, from Middle Eastern countries. Where are the Bibles in the Arab language, which we could hand out to them and introduce them to Jesus Christ? So foreign language stuff, very important as well, and that might be something for Christian bookshops as well. And then obviously tracts as well. Check out, there's one guy, it's called chick.com, C-H-I-C-K.com is Jack Chick. A little bit controversial, but he's producing very interesting tracts, and a lot of people like them. And I can assure you these tracts are little comic strips, they do get read. And they're not that expensive either, so it's worthwhile to check out what is available. Okay, we are running out of time, and I have to stop here. Go for it. That's all I want to tell you. You know, go for it. Get the Christian literature distributed. Get it going. Get the Christian bookshops going. If you feel, if you have the vision, and if you can sense in your spirit that this is what God wants you to do, go for it. You know, give it a go. And again, you can contact us at christianwarroom.com. Feel free to write in, and if I can help you, if any of us can help you, I would be glad to do so and to point you in the right direction. We are running out of time. We've just got time for the outro. So God bless and bye-bye from Michael here at the War Room. Till tomorrow, till the next time.
For the past half hour, you've been listening to the Christian War Room with host Michael Sean Bourne. For more information on how you can participate or find out more about the Christian War Room, simply go to christianwarroom.com. That's christianwarroom.com.